Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about conservation tree plantings. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Service Hardwood Specialist. Randy, today you want to discuss conservation tree planting. What do you mean by this?
Well, Amy, the phrase conservation tree planting really refers to those plantings that were established under the Farm Bill that began some 30 years ago in 1985. Plantings such as the Conservation Reserve Program or the Wetlands Reserve Program are examples of the Conservation Tree Planting Program. These programs were originally designed to be on marginal agricultural land to take it out of production, thus reducing erosion problems. Those landowners that signed up for these tree planting programs receive an annual payment based upon their particular county, as well as assistance in the cost of the tree planting and taking care of the establishment of that from the federal government on an annual basis. Some programs were more designed for wildlife purposes and not much on erosion control. That is the WRP program, which is basically designed for wildlife enhancement for neotropicals and other animals. The Natural Resources Conservation Service, or the NRCS, administers this program under various contract lengths that vary between 10 and 15 years for the CRP programs or the Wetlands Reserve programs, which are 30 or perpetual type of easements. And really, it depends on the specific program and really how what the landowner chooses to go after.
Okay, so that explains what the conservation tree plantings are. Why do you want to discuss this today?
We've gone down the road a little bit, and we've been getting a lot of questions about these tree plantings as they begin to reach that age of 20, 25 years. And what can the landowner do in those stands, how to make them maybe more productive, how to enhance wildlife characteristics on it. But we see this coming up more and more, and so we began to take notice of that and actually design programs around that.
Okay, so aren't we currently past that age since the program began in 1985?
Yeah, we are, but many of these programs didn't really get started good until about the 1990s, and that began to kick in on a lot of these programs, and we began to plant hundreds of thousands of acres across the South.
And why are these questions coming up now?
This is a result of a number of things ranging from landowners trying to decide on what they should do with their land if they cannot or don't want to get back into either, say, a CRP program, another 10 to 15-year contract, or whether they should leave the trees if they're willing to bring it, if they think they'll bring in sufficient revenue. In a lot of cases today, especially in the Delta area, maybe trying to convert those back to row crop agriculture. In each case, we try to provide the landowner as much information as possible concerning the status of their forested stands and the potential of these trees as they mature, basically in a revenue sense as well. We've been concentrating on hardwood plantations, although there are pine plantations as well that are in CRP, that were generated either using typical, what we call bare root seedlings, or direct seeded. The majority of these older plantations are in that 20 to 25-year-old age group and were planted to a single group of species such as oaks, and the recommendation at a 12 by 12-foot spacing, which is approximately only 300 trees per acre. Unfortunately, we found that there are some problems, especially for those landowners that wanted revenue from these particular stands. First, the spacing is too wide and will typically result in oak trees having much larger growing space than they need to produce acorns, and they have a rather large limbs, thus delaying natural pruning, causing excessive degradation of the quality of stem when cut. Secondly, the early stands tend to be a monoculture, and when grown in this situation, all the trees tend to be similar in height, resulting in greatly elongated times in terms of crown differentiation or stratification.
Okay, so if we have any questions, where should we go?
Well, they should contact me going through either MSU Cares or the MSU Forestry Extension website, or they can email me directly at rjr84@msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Randy Russo, hardwood specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.